The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Deep in the heart of Appalachia, guys set out on a quest to create the greatest podcast.
Sorry, dude. I thought we agreed on the correct pronunciation of Appalachia.
No, dude. We've talked about this. We've talked about this over and over and over. It's pronounced Appalachia.
Listen. Freaking angels and the women got together. That's how we got Bigfoot. That's how we got vampires. That's why we got all this stuff.
These ancient Appalachian mountains that are literally older than bones. There's old entities here. When you start finding out more about them, they start finding out more about you.
Good Lord, sir. This goose has gone rabid. You think you're just going to run up with your little sword on the king of the goose squad?
Listen, the old entities of Middle Appalachia are unexplainable. They are eerie.
Breach.
And they are one of these things that will keep us, the hill folks, and the people who live in the area, constantly searching for answers. That they probably will never, ever find. And this is why we love Appalachian Intelligence.
Hey there, Hill Folk, and welcome back to another episode of Appalachian Intelligence. We're so thankful that you guys can join us here again for another week, for another episode. We've had a great time here the last few weeks, but now we're diving deep into spooky month, Spooktober. We've been trying to come up with a cool name for this, the spookiest month of the year, but we just haven't come up with anything great yet. So if any of you hill folk out there got a good idea as to a good name to call the scary season, let us know. Hit us up. And speaking of that, this show has been growing a whole lot lately. We've made leaps and bounds. We've grown tremendously. With the help of a lot of other folks out there, you know, our boys at the Hollow Sky podcast, they've helped us grow like crazy, pushed our show. We thank them so much for that. But with the influx of listeners and downloads and Hill Folk Nation growing like it's been growing, we're getting a whole lot of messages and a whole lot of emails. And we try our best to answer back to those in a timely manner, a timely fashion. If we don't answer back, if it takes us a little while, don't take any offense to that. Don't take it to heart. We will get back to you. That's a guarantee. If you've sent in a request to come on for an interview on the show, we will get you on here eventually. Our schedule's getting full. We've got everything planned out for quite a few weeks in advance. So if you have been trying to contact us, we will get around to you eventually. Just please be patient with us. This is just three knuckleheads trying to work all day and raise families and then still come and put out this interesting content. So be patient with us. We love you. We'll get back to you. Today, we're going to share a couple of our latest five-star reviews. This one comes from Porter Holler Hooligan. It actually says Porter Hollow Hooligan. But we don't say hollow here at Appalachian Intelligence. It's Porter Holler. But it says, great show with a bright future. Says, don't send me a sticker. Just keep the content coming, boys. I'm glad to have found the podcast, and you all should be proud of the content you have put out so far. Thanks from the heart of the Hopewell Indians in Southern Ohio. So Porter Holler Hooligan for that. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. The next one is from JP Hark. It says, love this show. Fast becoming one of my favorites. Came over from Hollow Sky after listening to y'all. Shout out to Steve and Kyle there. Slowly working my way through your previous podcast, and I'm hooked. JP Hart, we appreciate you. We appreciate your review. And that's just a reminder, Hill Folk, if you would be so kind, jump on there, give us a 5-star rating and review if you think we deserve it, that is, because that helps us out tremendously with people that are searching some of these keywords. It helps them find the show. It helps us pop up in their recommended. So keep putting those out there. We'll keep shouting them out because we appreciate you guys. We appreciate y'all doing that for us. So the least we can do is shout you out. And if you want a sticker or two, send them your way. Speaking of the stickers, my buddy Ryan is working on them right now. If you're waiting on a sticker, they should be coming your way. So be patient with that as well. And I think that's the business. I think that's all the business we need to wrap up or we need to put forth and talk about today. So with you as always, your hosts, Justin and Ryan.
Lance, I was here the whole time.
He was here the whole time. He did not have to get out of here and restart his computer and do a bunch of other crazy stuff.
Well, I'm going to say that was pretty quick, though.
It was. You did good. That was great.
And I still beat Lance. I want to go on the record saying I still beat Lance.
Well, I think all the Hill folk out there at this point knows that Lance don't come in until about 20, 30 minutes into the episode. He'll make his presence known when he gets here. I promise. Oh, y'all hear from him.
And for our YouTube watchers, I forgot my hat, and I apologize for the glare. It's just, I got to live with it.
But luckily for you guys, luckily for you Hill folk, you don't have to just listen to me and Ryan and Lance whenever he decides to show up. Today, we got a super special guest with us. We got a listener of the show, a member, a proud member of Hill Folk Nation. We got Bean on the show with us this evening. Bean, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you, boys?
Oh, we're great, man. We are great. Good, we're glad, man, to have you.
Man, glad to be here.
Good, good. So, Bean, we've been in contact over the last, I don't know, how long it's been, a couple weeks, several weeks, something like that. And you sent me a few details about some of the experiences that you've had, some of the paranormal and cryptid, which pretty much all over the board. You're, from what I was reading and looking at, you've had quite the lifetime of weird.
Well, a little bit, you can say that.
Well, that's good news for a show like this because we love lifetimes of weird.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So, brother man, if you want to, we'll just dive right into it. I'll let you talk about your experiences. You can do them however you want to. You can go about it, you know, chronologically. You can go about it which one creeped you out the most or the most important. However you want to do this. This is turning into the Bean Show, and we're gonna take a back seat and let you roll with it, brother. So just dive right in.
I guess we go chronologically. I'll start out. My great great grandmother was full blooded Cherokee, and apparently she was also a witch. She conjured knocking spirits. I never met her, obviously. She was before my time, but she could. I've heard the stories about her, and my mamaw told me, and they said she could just. I don't know how she done it, but she'd say, knocking spirit, knock three times, then knock three times, bang, bang, bang. So they could be a bucket of water there, sitting there. She'd say, knocking spirit, knock that bucket over. Boom. That bucket of water's gone, knocked over. And I think she probably passed some of that on to her daughter, my great-grandmother. And I think she had the same abilities. My mamaw, I don't think she had any of that, those kind of abilities. But my uncle, he died young. I think he was, I want to say 16. He was in the river with some buddies on an old John boat. They was out swimming. And I guess he got cramped up, and he drowned. And several, I don't know how long later, but my mama saw him, actually physically saw him three different times. And her other son, my other uncle, he got killed, run over by a train and a coal truck. And where they used to live, I don't know, how familiar y'all with Eastern Kentucky at all?
Yeah, pretty familiar, man. We're about 15 minutes.
Okay. And
just right over the mountain.
Yeah, we're right across the line from Elkhorn.
Okay. Y'all were in Clintwood or something. Or is that Lance? Okay.
Well, Lance is Wise. We're Hayside. Clintwood's right in the middle. So
okay, I got you. There's a little place called Concord. That's where a lot of family. They used to own a whole lot of it. Farm. They had a dairy farm and all this. But my mama and papa was walking up the holler to the neighbor's house. And they saw just this giant bird, way too big to be, you know, an actual bird. But said it swooped down and it had her oldest son's face. It didn't have the face of a bird. It had her oldest son's face. So it just flew off. Yeah, that's what I said too.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, hold on one second, Bean. I need you to repeat that for Lance, what okay. You just said.
Well, my mom and papa, they walking up a holler to the neighbor's house. I think it was my papa's aunt or something. And I seen a giant bird fly over, like huge. I don't know how big. I didn't get those details, but a monstrous bird. And said it kind of swooped down where they could see it better, and it had her oldest son's that got killed by a train. It had his face. It didn't have a bird's face. It had her late son's face. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's probably the first time I've ever heard of anything like that.
I've never heard of anything like that. That's crazy.
I'm not either. That's first for me.
You got me thinking though, Ben, because my great grandmother, whom I did meet, was full blooded Cherokee. You know what? I wonder if she's got any. Well, if they got any crazy stories about her, I'll have to start asking my family.
Could be. Oh, my mom, she lived to be 90. She passed in 2019, but she's full of stories. She scared you to death.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
I guess we jump forward till late 90s. I was a teenager. I'm a little bit older than y'all. But me and two other buddies, we was in high school, probably 16, 17. We was old enough to drive. And we were at this old pond. It had been a pay lake at one time. We fished there quite a bit. We'd go over and hike catfish, you know, hang out, do what teenage boys do. We were sitting there at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. It just deathly quiet, you know. We heard something walking down the hill. So, listen, what is that? It kept getting closer and closer. You could see two red eyes. It wasn't eye shine. It was emanating, you know, a light. We were scared to death, afraid to move. And it got probably 50, 60 yards from us. And it looked like it was probably about 3 foot tall from where its eyes were at. And it made a noise, and the best way I can describe it, it sounded like a drunk turkey. I don't know what it was, what it is. I mean, it was scary, obviously, whatever it was. But we was in my buddy's car, and he had an old Caprice. I mean, another boy, we jumped in, and he dove under it like a big dummy. I said, son, you got to get out of there. We got to go. He finally got in the car. We made about 937 mile an hour out of that holler, flinging gravels. We left our fishing poles, lanterns, everything, tackle boxes. We come back the next day about 1 o'clock. And we get our stuff. The fellow that lived there, he said, "I heard you boys tear out of here last night." He said, "Where'd you go in such a hurry?" We told him the story. He said, "Well, I guess I probably should have told y'all." I said, "Told us what?" He said, "Well," he said, "several different cages. I've seen UFOs come up out of that pond." I said, "Huh?" I said, you didn't think it'd be a good idea to tell us?" And he said, "Well, I never thought about it." Yeah, so we never went back.
I don't blame you. Well, it's probably my pet demon.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
So this thing, it was really short. You said like 3 foot tall, and you seen these red glowing eyes. Mm-hmm. Did you see any of its features?
That's all I can make out, just the eyes.
I see when people talk about UFO sightings and then smaller creatures like that, but to talk about that eye shine without it being reflections of light, I automatically think of like some kind of eyewear or something like that they would be wearing. Could be. Maybe it's not their eyes, you know, but that's what you see because it's dark. You said it was dark, right? That could be something right there. That might need to go back to that pond and sit around and wait a few hours, you know.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you where it's at.
Well, Ryan, maybe that's what we need to do for scary season. Maybe me, you, and Lance, Connor, and Ashton go out there and camp out around this old Pay Lake one night and see what kind of alien goblin demons we come across.
Oh, man. Now, that you said that was in Kentucky?
Yeah.
What part of Kentucky?
Where the UFO hit the train. It was in Paceville.
Oh,
snap.
See, that's where
So, we just did an episode like a couple weeks back, or dropped an episode a couple weeks back about this UFO train collision in Eastern Kentucky right around Paintsville. So you're telling me that these UFOs are coming out of a pay lake in the same spot?
That's what the man said.
That's where they've been hiding.
That's probably where that was at. It's probably 20 minutes from that depot where that train limped into.
Daggone. That is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
how close is Paintsville to Pikeville?
About 40 minutes.
It's not far, huh? There was a doggone, we used to go to a catfish pond over all the time on the other side of Pikeville. I was trying to think if that was it. It is a pay lake. And it, pretty big, pretty good size lake.
Well, not John's
Creek. It might be John's Creek. That does sound familiar. My dad loves it up there.
I think they've got a pay lake in John's Creek.
I think it is John's Creek. But now we didn't have UFOs coming up our asses either. That's it was just catfish.
Yeah. That's what we were doing.
How do you know they weren't extraterrestrial catfish, Ryan? You don't know.
Well, they look like aliens. Well, of course, I say that. We don't know what aliens look like. But...
catfish look pretty alien. They look pretty creepy.
They're creepy, for sure.
Well, no, I just... tasty. They are tasty. If they are extraterrestrial, I've ate a whole lot of them.
Might be why they're invading us. Trying to have our babies over here and keep eating them.
Eating all the
yeah, all these ET bites I eat from the barbecue truck.
Yeah.
Oh, and Bean, if you notice something different about me, it's Sober October. So, folks, hill folk, your boy, look at my eyes. I'm clear.
That does wonders.
I'm sober minded. This spooky season. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm trying. I'm figuring this Saturday.
Yeah. Me too.
We got a big Halloween session, Camp-a-ween, to get to this weekend.
Cornhole tournament to win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't play cornhole sober. There's no way.
Uh-uh.
Not if you want to win.
Well, that's crazy, man. That really is. Like, that's just the connections made there, which we know. I mean, we know Kentucky, especially Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's full of the weird. I mean, it's just, it's constant weird tales coming out of there all the time.
Not just the people. There's, it's, that's a shot at my Kentucky Hill folk here. That,
you know.
Well, that ain't no different than Southwest Virginia, because
it's the same people.
Those imaginary borderlines, they don't really mean anything.
No, it's the same people. There's no line or wall in between us. That's,
yeah. But no, I just think that's pretty cool. That's, for me, that's more evidence to back up, you know, this UFO striking this train. I mean, somebody saying, well, hey, these things come out of a pay lake, you know, right down the road from it. For me, that's just that's added ammunition to say, see, guys, I told you it was a real UFO, not military. Unless there's a military base under this pay lake.
Possible. That morning that train hit that, my dad was out, and he came by the depot about that time and saw the train sitting there. And he said the first engine, you know, it was pretty tore up. He thought a tree had hit it. The second engine was too. And he just went on by, didn't really think much of it. But we had a friend that worked for the newspaper there in town. And he'd heard, you know, when a train accident, he was going to go try to get a story on it. He goes over there. They had big white tents stuff set up. So they've the proverbial men in black around everywhere. And they like, you ain't getting nothing here. You got to go. And they run him off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Holy shit. That is awesome. All right, Justin. So apparently I've got a new idea. If it is the government, they're paying that pay pawn dude not to talk about their dumb underneath that pond and well, tell people that's aliens.
There is deep mines all over that part of the country.
Oh, I mean, there's holes gouged out in these mountains everywhere, man. They can mm-hmm. be anywhere. It's
oh, yeah.
You think yeah. of how many mines have shut down just like there's no coal anymore? You can't tell me they've maybe a dog hole mine in the side of a hill, you know, but not these deep mines.
No.
They go too far. I mean, the one I worked at in Pennsylvania, I was telling you about, one of the mines was in Pennsylvania, but the coal came out in West Virginia.
There you go.
Yeah. You're talking about a couple hour ride underground to get to where he's working. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad we made that connection, and I'm glad we got Bean on here to verify the story. So, Hill folk, any of you that were doubting what we had to talk about, you heard
Suck
it here.
It.
You heard it here. Bean's daddy seen the whole thing.
We got witnesses now.
We got witnesses. We got receipts. We're bona fide.
All right,
Bean. You look like you got more stories, man.
I got another one or two.
All right.
We skip ahead a couple years. I was probably 17, 18. I was over in Martin County, Kentucky. That's fairly close to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And just riding around on a Sunday, just on a little dirt road. Come up this little rise. There's a curve in the road. I popped around that curve. Here's my big giant bird. It probably 15 to 20 foot long and about the same wingspan. Solid black. Just barely moving. Just gingerly fluttering its wings. But it wasn't scary for some reason. I mean, it wasn't scary at all. And we just sit there and watch it fly out of sight. Don't know what it was. I mean, I can't really recall exactly what it looked like. There was a dinosaur. I looked it up, but I don't remember the name of it. It looked similar to that, one of the dinosaur birds. And I don't know. I don't know what that was. That was late 90s.
I bet it's that Quetzalcoatl. Yeah, Quetzalcoatl.
Is that kind of like the phoenix or something?
They are, the way they're portrayed, they're big birds, but they actually have, like, you know, where the pterodactyl was more like, you know, it looked like a dinosaur. It had the leathery looking skin. These Quetzalcoatls are more feathered, and, yeah. you know, they look more like what we would think of as a modern day bird, like turkey vulture or a Concord, you know, or something, you know, really big.
Right.
It looked like
very prevalent in South America through the time they were living. So a bird like that would have no trouble flying up here and back.
No, they wouldn't have no trouble hiding, I wouldn't think, in those hills.
Well, you know, that's one of those things like you hear about, you still to this day, you hear about these thunderbirds, these sightings, you know, especially in the Midwest, you know, up around, Illinois, different, the Badlands of the Dakotas, you know, you hear about these thunderbirds even up to this day. So for me, you know, just like Ryan said, you know, a bird of this size, of this kind of wingspan, you know, shoot, what's a quick trip halfway across the country? I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's one of those things like, you know, even if it's not something paranormal per se,
mm-hmm.
It's still awesome to me. Like, to me, that's still, I see that as a cryptid.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we're looking at, like, say, the Loch Ness Monster, and say, well, this is probably just a plesiosaur that survived, you know, through all the extinction of the dinosaurs. Well, why in the heck couldn't these Quetzalcoatls or, you know, these other large dinosaur looking raptor prey or predator birds? I mean, just the fact that there may still be some of these species of animals out there that we've long thought were extinct. I mean, for me, that's awesome. That's awesome to think about.
It was. It's. I had a gal with me, and I messaged her a few years ago, and I said, "Do you remember that?" She said, "No." I said, "How do you not remember that?" She said, "Well, I don't know, but I don't." I was like, "Oh my god!" I'm not crazy. I know I've seen, but he wouldn't back me up on it.
But, you know. You didn't happen to be taking any of Ryan's gummies that day, had you? Oh.
No, I was a young teenager, but no, I was sober.
Oh, man, I believe you. I mean, there's too many, again, there's just too many accounts out there of people seeing these things. I mean,
yep.
I'm a firm believer in where there's smoke, there's fire. And if 100 people are telling a story, 99 of them, yeah, 99 of them may be just full of crap. But it only takes one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just takes one account.
Yep. To be 100% true.
Of course, where there's smoke, there's fire. That's where smoke comes from, Justin.
Well, not all time. Not all time. Sometimes I've seen fire without smoke. And sometimes I've seen smoke without fire. Don't try to play me on that one, Ryan.
Well, something caused it to smoke. It's some sort of heat source.
Well, yeah.
It's smoke.
It's smoldering now. It's embers. It ain't fire. I put out all kinds of fires, and it smoked for a long time.
Well, then you just proved yourself wrong, is what I'm saying.
There was a fire there. There was. It happened, okay? It happened previously. Come on, man.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of, shout out to a little town across the hill there, Hurley. They just lost their high school to a fire.
Yeah.
Ironically, the slushy machine blew up. And burnt their school down. That's kind of ironic, but it happened. And now those kids are displaced, having to go to a different school and everything. I know that's going to suck for them, especially like a senior, you know. So hopefully we can get, maybe we'll try to do some kind of charity thing for them. I don't know. We don't, our following isn't, we are hill folk, but man, we got to keep growing so we can do stuff like that eventually, you know. But
yeah.
Just talking about fire just made me think about that. I didn't want to forget to do that, Justin.
Hey, no, you're good. You're good. This is your show, Ryan. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I know. I'll talk about whatever the hell I want to. That's
but no, our hearts are out there with those Pixie kids and teachers and all those people with that at Hurley. You know, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And, you know, if we do have the opportunity to help out in any way, we will. I mean.
All right. Yeah.
It's bad. This is the Bean Show. So Bean, back to you. All right, We've had a couple Thunderbirds. One of them was wearing a human face that just so happened to be your kin, which still freaks me out. I don't even know if when I close my eyes tonight, that's what I'm going to see. I know it.
Heels.
So we've got that. We've got a little goblin alien, something running around a pay lake that just
call it Smeagol.
Just jumped off a UFO. So, what else you got for us, brother?
Are y'all familiar with the refinery down there in Catlettsburg around Ashland? It's a huge refinery. Oil refinery. On 23.
I think so. I mean, I'm not like really familiar with, but I believe I know where you're talking about.
Right. It's just outside of Huntington, straight off 64.
Yeah.
I had an old friend work there. He retired from there. He's a welder. And I don't know how much area that place covers, but just looking from the surface, I'd say 300-400 acres, just guessing. And he told me what's underground there is double probably what you see on the surface. What makes me say that is my folks were coming home from Huntington Mall one night. And coming up 64, they see UFO. My mom lives at the foot of the cross. I take her word as a gospel. And she said she can still remember the color lights that was going around. It just classic UFO, saucer shape. So it followed them for several miles. So they speed up, run 90-100 mile an hour. And, you know, obviously couldn't get away from it. And it was right around that refinery, which me and my brother have talked about it. And we think that may be some kind of dumb in that area or something. I don't know to be true, but, you know, just thought.
Could be.
Yeah, very well could be. Well, we talk about on here all the time about how there's probably dozens of dumbs.
Oh,
In Appalachia, you know, central Appalachia, especially. I mean, what better place to put them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nothing but mountains. You've already have all these cave entrances everywhere. You have all these abandoned deep mines. It's just like we were talking. Right. I mean, I'm sure if you done an underground, like a LIDAR deal that was big enough to mm-hmm. look at the entirety of central Appalachia, it probably looks like a beehive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's not even to mention, you know, the Mammoth Cave system that runs out of central Kentucky into everywhere and leads. I mean, dude, it's hard to say. Like, it's hard to say what's under our feet.
Mm-hmm. It really is. More recently, I guess, around here, they've got Alabama white thing. You know, it's supposed to be a white Bigfoot. I've never seen it, but came in to work one morning. We weren't running night shift at the time. And there were 3 or 4 rocks laid up on my catwalk. Not big rocks or anything, but that's odd. I run a bigger excavator. And that catwalk's probably 8 feet off the ground, something like that. And I didn't really think nothing about it. I started my hoe up. Got to looking out upon the lift cylinder for the boom, which is it's probably 12, 15 foot high. And I sent you those pictures, I think. Looked like fingerprints, and then the other one looked like a toe, looked like a big toe mark. And there ain't nobody out there hanging out because it's kind of a desolate place. And there ain't nobody out there hanging off the boom cylinders.
Yeah,
it'd be a weird place to hang out, just outside of the excavator boom.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going? I'm going to go climb an excavator down to quarry. It's not a good idea.
What was it? At that time, I just started kind of getting into podcasts, and I've listened to a lot of Tony and a lot of Sasquatch Chronicles and stuff, and it happened right after that. I don't know if it was like a sign or something or what, but... But anyway, I get up before most of the world does. And I go out on the back porch and smoke a cigarette or two before I get my day started. And several times, I've heard wood knocks, heard hoots. What's the word I'm looking for?
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops. Heard them whooping, and I've heard it several occasions. And just this morning, I woke up early this morning. I got up about 20 after 3, and I heard way off in the distance, I heard one scream. And before that, the coyotes were just jibber-jabbering, going back and forth, and they just shut up just instantly, just right now. And I just heard it one time, though. I never did hear it again. It was way off. Like, yep, I think I'm going to go back to the house now.
Yeah. I'm done with this day.
Man, that is wild. I'm so glad that we're talking about our homie, the big guy, again.
Yes. But I forgot to tell you. I sit Sunday, sitting on the porch, smoking. It's like 1 o'clock. All right, middle of the day. And then I hear, so if you come out down the road from my house, you come to a T intersection there. And right in front of you, you either have to go right or left. Right in front of you is just a mountainside. Go straight up. And up on that mountain, I heard a low howl gradually raising. And I was like, this is it. No, it's coyotes. Darn you, coyotes. I'm trying to find Bigfoot, and you keep scaring me. But that was weird to me. That I've never heard them like that in the middle of the day, especially around here. I hear them late in the evening. You know, In the summertime, it'll still be daylight, but it'll be way up in the evening, not 12, 1 o'clock in the day.
Nah, I've never heard them in the middle of the day like that.
And they were running something. Hmm. Of course, you know, we still got some deer with spots on them right now, so
yeah,
probably running them. But we got all kinds of wildlife right here in this little hole I live in. It's nuts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I walk out the door and the squirrels start barking at me, and then the cats won't leave me alone. Those are my fault though.
Yeah.
I've never liked cats my whole life, and then had this one, and it keeps having kittens. I need to get it fixed.
Yeah.
But no, man, I mean, this is like, it's wild. Like, you know, the pictures that you sent me, if I remember, I'll put them on our social media accounts so the hill folk out there can see. I'm terrible at that. I say I'm going to do that all the time, and then I hardly ever do, because the way my mind works, like, I do everything leading up to an episode. And then once we've recorded and I'm ready, like for me, that's the easy part. You know, I just boom, 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 boom. It's done. So I always forget. So if I don't add the pictures, Hill Folk or Bean, just message me, remind me, tell me to, and I'll get on it as soon as I can. But no, I'm with Ryan, and I'm with you on this one. I don't feel like this is just somewhere somebody's going to be hanging out, just hanging off the side of a boom on an excavator. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the rocks.
I personally wouldn't.
Yeah.
I can't speak for everybody. But.
Yeah. I mean, the rocks being up there, you know, that's weird. And it's almost like you hear all these accounts of like gifts being traded.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, hey, you left me this big awesome toy, this big jungle gym to play on. So I'm gonna leave a couple of my favorite rocks here for you. I mean, it's awesome to think. And you know, you wouldn't think it just looking at the landscape and looking at the area and looking at the way that it is. But man, you hear a ton of Sasquatch accounts out of Alabama. I mean, you do. A ton.
Sure do.
And for you.
It's not as flat as what. You know, of course, I'm from Eastern Kentucky, and I imagine it was super flat down here. And you get on about another 75 miles down the road, and it is. Yeah. I'm right at the very edge of the foothills, that Appalachian.
Yeah.
Because you're close to Asheville, Alabama, right?
I've been in Asheville, but I can't remember exactly where it's at.
It's just before you get to Birmingham.
Okay. Is it north of Birmingham?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about 45 minutes from Birmingham, about an hour north of Montgomery.
So you're probably about, you said 45 minutes from Birmingham?
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably about 25 minutes from Asheville.
I'm probably not 10 minutes from the geographical center of the state where I live.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right in the heart of Bama.
That's right. Yeah.
I used to travel that road when I was in the military as a young airman stationed in Biloxi, Mississippi. I'd go down through Tennessee, that corner of Georgia, and then straight down Alabama until you hit Mississippi.
That's the way I come home.
Hmm.
Come up way up 75 and up 59, or up 59, then 75.
Yep.
I'm glad you could say when you were a young airman and not a young seaman, because that's just a totally different take.
I would have never joined the Navy. Actually, anybody in the Navy, I will say this. They get the best training out of everybody. When I went to tech school, it was for my job only. They got CB builders. Those guys, they go through electrical, plumbing, carpentry. They do it all.
Yeah.
So they do have better training as far as
yeah.
that
goes.
But so I didn't want to be on a boat.
So what you're telling me is you do love seamen. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Not those seamen.
Oh man. Well, no, it is. It's crazy, Bean. I mean, it's not crazy. Obviously, no, it's crazy. It's nuts. It's wild that, you know, you're seeing these things and having these experiences. And I've always felt like your gut feeling, whatever your gut's telling you. I mean, you know, nobody's in that situation but you. Nobody's seeing the stuff but you. And a lot of times pictures and video and all that stuff don't even do it justice. You know, mm-hmm. like, you know, the whoops you're hearing, you yeah. know, the wood knocks you're hearing, you know, the screams and the gifts that have been delivered. Like, to me, it sounds mm-hmm. like a Bigfoot. I mean,
does me too.
You may not see him face to face, and you know, depending on how you think about him or what you think, you may not want to see him face to face.
Well, not face to face, like maybe no. going down the road. Maybe. Oh shit, that was a Bigfoot.
Maybe at a distance inside the protection circle.
Yeah. Let me lay this salt down. Uh-huh. No, Bigfoot, yeah. you can't cross that.
It's Himalayan.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. I forgot that was for demons.
I didn't work either way.
Yeah, no.
Teflon or whatever.
Get your yeah. crystals out.
There you go. Bean just said Teflon. I love it. We could go down a road real quick.
Oh gosh, yeah. Don't get him started on the Nephilim. Nephilim? Nephilim?
Either way.
Some people say Nephilim.
Justin, I've noticed tonight, and I'm gonna slow down, slow my roll. this Sober October's got me talking a lot more.
A whole lot more. You've been a lot.
I'm gonna know what to do with this.
You've been a lot more involved in the conversation, and even sometimes not in the conversation. Sometimes just your own conversation that you're bringing up and. You know, that really does.
Side effects of taking a lot of gummies over a long period of time. I've had all these thoughts trapped forever, and I couldn't remember what they were.
Okay, Bean. So, we've got the Bigfoot. We've got the alien goblin. We've got the Thunderbirds. Some of them are wearing human faces. I can't get over that. I can't get over that. That's going to be burned into my eyeballs for the rest of eternity, or my mind's eyeballs, I guess.
Lance, before you came, we got confirmation on a UFO sighting around the Paintsville area, and Bean's dad saw the trains that got hit by the UFO.
It's fantastic news.
Yeah. He just confirmed our story.
The only thing that's worse than that, sorry, I've been in and out a little bit, Bean.
Been
a wild evening here at Compton Estates. The only thing worse than that is the thought of that face with wings flying at me.
I don't know. We don't know who you're pointing at because you're on the bottom of my screen.
I'm pointing at Ryan. It's me. I'm pointing at Ryan. It's me. Just that face.
Lance,
now that the bottom of him, he's there for me. That face flying at me with wings is more terrifying than any Bigfoot, any alien goblin, any demon, anything 45-year-old mom at Walmart running with no bra on. That's more scary than anything possible is that face right there coming with wings at me.
What's wrong with 45-year-old moms at Walmart with no bras on?
Yeah, Lance, what do you got against milk?
Sorry. Sorry.
You don't like big tummy milkers?
That was a bad analogy. I apologize.
Lance is against saggy titties. Now we're going to get canceled.
If that's what gets us brought down, boys.
Support saggy titties.
I'll wear the badge of honor.
Come on, you guys had to get that joke, right? You got to support saggy titties because they're saggy.
We got it.
It was just a bad joke, I guess.
Sorry, I came in and totally derailed everything.
This has been derailed the entire time. Like, we're going to have to apologize to Bean, the heel folk.
We told him it was the Bean Show, and then we've not shut up.
And by we mean sober Ryan.
Lance, it's sober October. And guess who's been sober the whole month of October?
5 days?
That's right.
Attaboy.
Listen, everybody's laughing. I take gummies every day. I bought a 20 pack of gummies that it was two Saturdays ago, and they were gone by Wednesday. And they're 125 milligrams a piece.
What's the point of having a liver if you're not going to put it to use?
It don't even affect my liver. That's a great thing. I may get diabetes from the sugar. But that's a chance I'm going to take.
I'm proud of you.
Fun fact, Bean. Lance wants to pick on me. I'm going to give up his secrets.
All right, let's hear him.
So, throughout the show, we've explained that Lance and Justin have been lifelong friends.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you all the truth, you folk. Justin and I were at the camper studio one night. We're getting ready to record. We hear a knock at the door. We open the door, and guess who's standing there? Producer Lance. But he wasn't Producer Lance yet, and he had a sack on his back. We asked him about that sack. What do you got in the bag, dude? He said, kittens. Why do you have kittens in a sack, man? And he said, because I want to show y'all that I'll do whatever it takes to be on the best podcast out there. And he took those fucking kittens and he started baiting them on the floor and laughing maniacally. Ha ha ha. That's the story of how he became Producer Lance.
You gotta do whatever it takes.
It's not where I thought that was going. Entirely.
And of course, everything I just said was nonsense. We love Lance. I was just picking at him for picking on me.
I don't heal kittens.
Don't lie.
I really thought Lance would laugh at that.
Oh, I wasn't sure where we were. I was on for the journey. I just wasn't sure where the destination was going.
Everybody knows.
When we arrived at the destination. When we arrived there, I was a little shocked that that was the place that we'd right turn to.
I could have said baby heads. That would have been worse.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is.
Oh my gosh.
This has went off the.
Whew. Lance, the problem with me being sober is I talk too much on this show.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. Bean's been quiet for 5 minutes. He's our guest.
We've gone on quite the tangent here. Sorry, Bean.
You're fine.
Bean, get back to the stories, man.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Bean's got one more, at least one more that I know of. Big time. I'm going to have some questions over this one. So
I'll mute myself and give the floor to Bane.
He was waiting on me to get in here to tell this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. All right, Bane, you heard Ryan. This has been the Ryan Show. I told you it was going to be the Bane Show, but I totally lied. This has been the Ryan Show. But for at least the next 30 seconds, this is your show.
All right. We'll back up a little bit from the one I texted you. We lived in Hoover, Alabama. About 25, 30 minutes north here. We lived in an apartment. We first moved down here. We were sitting there one night and it had an attached balcony. I lived on the ground floor. I was sitting there in my recliner, had the balcony door open. It was a nice night out, and sitting there watching TV. Seen out the corner of my eye, seen something kind of move a little bit. I glanced real quick. It was a shadow person, shadow man. There was a tree from a balcony. He was crouched down in front of that tree, like a real, like a, I don't know how you describe it really, like a getting ready to pounce kind of crouched down, you know. And I was like, oh boy, this ain't good. I just shut the door like it was going to do something, you know, and close the blinds. So we fast forward about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And, my bad. Before that, I was sitting there another time, and old lady's in the shower. She said, she hollered at me. She said, you been in here? I said, no. I'm sitting here watching TV or playing a game or something. She said, you sure? I said, yeah. Why? She had a bottle of lotion. Her daddy just died not too long before that. She had a bottle of lotion. She said, somebody has wrote his initials on this lotion. I said, oh, you're full of shit. I said, no, they ain't. I said, they ain't even a Sharpie in this house. And she come walking in there, showed it to me. Well, she's bringing it to me right now. She got in the shadow box. I don't know if you can see it. Let me see if I remember how to flip the camera. Let's see. Can you see that there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what was wrote on it. What did it say on top? Say D or something?
It's WM.
Yeah, or WM Gerald. I guess the top of it's kind of wore off, but yeah. That was wrote on it, and it was long since passed. And I know neither of us wrote it, so I don't know. I can't explain that one.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Hey, being on that note, I've never told you about this, Lance. Ashley might have. But when we lived in Ohio, in that one house where the kids would come into our room all the time because they heard us hollering for them, but we weren't hollering for them. Ashley was in the shower, and I was on my bed playing. Ashton brought his Xbox in there, and I was playing with him. And Ashley's like, get out of here. And I'm like, who are you talking to? She's like, you're messing with me. And I'm like, nobody's in there, Ashley. She's like, Ryan, somebody just touched my head. Like they were trying to wash her hair. She's like, you're lying to me. And I'm like, ask Ashton. I'm sitting here playing an Xbox. I haven't even been in the bathroom. That reminded me of that. I've forgotten about that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's... Go ahead.
Those initials, that's nuts.
That's that.
That's intelligence first, like visual evidence of something.
It is.
Well, how do you explain that? I mean, there's no other way to explain that.
Paranormal phenomena. You can't explain it.
Yeah. Paranormal.
I mean, that's. And you two were the only two in it. Did you say this was in the apartment or in? Yeah. Okay, so you and her, you and your wife were the only two in the place.
Yep.
You know, you didn't do it. Nope. She knows she didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all leave?
No.
Man, that is wow.
Is it the only thing? Is it the only thing like that happened in the apartment? Like, do you have anything else later on, or?
She's saying her mama done something. What'd she do?
You remember that time you came home from work and I asked you why you had that shot glass sitting on the counter full of water?
Yeah.
That shot glass came from my mama's house. The shot glasses were there were a set of four, and they were on the counter beside the sink. That one was moved up towards the front with water in it, and you said, I didn't do it. When I came home, it was on the counter, and I said, well, I didn't do it.
Okay, I don't know if y'all could hear that or not.
Oh, we heard it. It was, yes.
Okay. That was clear as a bell.
Okay. Oh,
gosh.
Wow.
You guys aren't in that apartment now, right?
No.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about apartment buildings. You don't know who was there.
Uh-uh.
they could have had a satanic altar right there where you were eating dinner. You don't know. You know, I don't know if that would make a difference. That as long as you got the salt around the door and everything.
Yeah.
You have to have your protection circle.
You gotta have your protection circle. Get the crystals.
So this apartment, you saw this. I want to go back to the Shadow Man because obviously I have an infatuation with shadow people, seeing as, you know, I've had a shadow person, shadow man. You know, this is 2020. It's 2022. We can't just label this is shadow people. Okay. You can't just be a shadow man. We don't know what he identified as.
Sexist.
Use the right pronouns.
How entirely
I'm sorry.
Sexist of you.
I'm sorry out there.
I'm offended just hearing you say that.
I know. I apologize.
He's like apologize.
Okay. So you see this thing now. Can you describe any of the features of this? You know, what did this thing look like? I mean, I know you said it was a shadow, but was there any features that you can describe of this thing?
I mean, it was humanoid shaped. You could make out its eyes. They weren't like glowing or nothing, but you could tell it had eyes and didn't have a hat or nothing on. There's a video game character that done it. It was like in Street Fighter. And that one dude like would get down and put his fist on the ground and kneel down on one knee. I can't remember which one it was. That's kind of how he's sitting there or kneeling there.
Beat me to it. And I was gonna say, you telling me Shadow Man was about to Hadouken you right out of your chair?
kind of looked that way, so I closed the blinds. But
wow.
Yeah.
So you have the encounter with this shadow man. Is that the only time that you've seen it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How far apart was that encounter to the lotion bottle?
I think they were prior to that.
Okay. And shot glass too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you had some poltergeist activity because, I mean, you're talking shot glasses moving and being filled with water and writing showing up on something that y'all didn't do that you have evidence of, which is freaking awesome. That's look, I love paranormal experiences backed up with evidence. Love it.
Right.
And here's the thing. It's just you two in the house, right?
Right.
So
and
if this wasn't real, they're not just going to put a freaking bottle of lotion or whatever in a shadow box dedicated to her father who passed. Who does that if it's just fake? That's the thing.
Yeah.
To me, that makes it more real than anything.
So you have these things going on, and then you have this encounter with a shadow man. And for me, it's a little bit reminiscent of what I went through because I felt like for a while that there was something else there that was kind of playing like safeguard, like was playing bouncer, you know, like there was something good there that was trying to keep whatever this shadow evil thing at bay. That's how I felt for a long time. Now, I don't usually talk about the good part of it because that's not entertaining at all. So why would I even mention that?
Yeah.
But why? It's almost like, if you have this sign of her dad, you know, his name being spelled out here and he's recently passed, it's almost like this bouncer type of, okay, here's something here that's protecting you guys against whatever this Spider-Man posing shadow creature is out in front of this tree. I mean, I don't know, dude. It's just that's, there's a lot packed into this whole thing in my mind that could have possibly been going on. Or, you know, maybe this thing was just pretending to be, you know, to show you a sign or to try to get y'all to let your guard down and to be like, oh, this is just her daddy. You know, it's just him visiting. We need to be open to all this stuff. And then all of a sudden you've got Shadow. What was the dude's name from Street Fighter?
Can't remember.
Ryu?
I cannot remember.
Was it Ryu? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he was the dark-headed Asian one, right? Ryu. And you had, what was the other, the American blonde-headed guy was Ken, right?
Aiken or something? I thought it started with an A. I can't remember.
I see Lance is looking it up right now.
Oh, yeah. Producer/researcher.
If only we had something in our hands that held all this information and you had to press the button.
Yeah, if only.
The guy was Ryu.
You're right. You're right.
I think I'm running through them really quick here.
All right, that's probably it. I'm going with Ryan here.
Definitely it. That's definitely it.
So if you got Shadow Ryu standing out your window. I don't even remember where I was going with all of it now. It's just creepy. It's all creepy.
It was creepy.
It's weird. So is this the only shadow person that you've ever experienced?
No.
Oh, baby. I knew already. I don't ask many questions I don't already know the answer to.
All right. Where we live now, a little further south, and I got a full basement under my house. We hang out down there, whatever.
Mistake number one. Just kidding.
We'd been downstairs playing cards or doing something, just having a big time. And we'd come upstairs. And I got a landing. Then another set of stairs comes up. And you walk into my kitchen, living room. And there's a doorway walks into the kitchen. And it was cold outside. It's that time. And we were standing at the back door smoking cigarettes. And I just kind of turned my head and I seen it again out of the corner of my eye. It was like playing peekaboo with me. It'd peek around the corner of the door and then jerk back. I was like, shit, here we go again. I just want to ignore it. So I asked her, you ready to go to bed? She said, yeah, let's go. So we went and laid down, turned the TV on, had to lay there just a few minutes. And there's maybe I closed my eyes for a second and opened back up. There's probably 15 shadow people standing around my bed, all the way around it. And then more started showing up. They was looking in the bedroom door. They was looking in the master bathroom door. They was trying to get in the window over here on my right side of the bed. I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? I was freaked out just a little bit. And so I rebuked them. And I know it sounds ignorant, sounds stupid, but I swear, if I never leave this chair, take another breath, I swear. I rebuked them. It was like God put a big old bubble over my bed. And it just blowed, and like it inflated. And it just pushed them out. And that was it. They was gone.
Holy crap.
That's yeah.
Story.
All I could think of was Legion.
I think I was holding my breath that whole time. I just let it out. Still have chills.
That is crazy.
It was crazy.
Man.
Okay, Bean, so I'm going to ask your opinion on this. What do you think that these things are? What do you think that shadow people, what do you think they are?
At that time, I thought it was some kind of demon. And I didn't have really nobody to tell it to. I told it to my brother because he listens to your show too. And he's into this sort of thing. And then I told it to my mom. And it freaked her out, obviously. And she's like, I got a friend back home, he's a pastor. He's like, call him. I don't know exactly how you guys believe, but he don't call himself a prophet, but he kind of is. He can tell you things that's going to happen. And she's like, call him, see what he says. So, all right. So I called him up one day, and I was telling him about it. He's like, I don't think they're demonic. I said, yeah. I said, it's pretty scary. He's like, no, I don't think they are. He said, I think it's just, I think there's something happened around your house. That's just like a lost soul. That's just hanging on there at your house. And he said, we'll pray about it. We did. And, he said, and you go tell them to leave, but you know, they can't stay here. I done that. And he said, also, he said, you got the gift. I said, gift? Gift of what? He said, you can see into the spirit realm. I said, I don't want that gift. He said, well, you got it. I was like, I'd rather not, but you know, I can't, nothing I can do about it again. And so after we done that, I've not had any more problems. But when I was talking to him, she was just listening in. She was like, what are you talking about? Because I hadn't told her. So I told her, she's like, oh, that makes sense. She said, she works from home. And said, throughout the day, I hear people calling my name. I come out. Yeah, what? She thought it was me home from work or something. I know. No, you know when I'm home, you'll hear my truck pull in. And yes, multiple times she come out, thought somebody was here, hollering her name. I'm like, well, don't go looking for it. You're not hurt anymore, have you?
Not recently.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It usually just comes from the foyer.
Oh, she said it comes from the foyer down there. So.
When they turn my board on.
Oh, yeah. She got, like, in her office, she got a, it's like a dry erase board, but it's clear and it lights up and all this stuff. She went to bed before me one night, and I was turning it off, and she gets done working. It's like backlit, you know. And I walked down the end of the hallway. Her office is on the right, and her bedroom is on the left. That sign just flashing going to town. I was like, what in the world? So I go in there and turn it off. It's unplugged. Oh, nice. I just shut that door and went on to bed.
The big nope.
Get out of here, devil. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
You know, I did see a thing the other day that Lance kind of plays into what you were talking about. You know, how you think pre-flood had the same technology as us and all that.
Yep.
I said, what if poltergeist is just artificial intelligence from previous technology thousands of years ago?
He didn't listen to last week's episode, did he, Justin?
No.
We're talking about the arcane. Did. Guys, I'm sorry. I've been doing other things.
Oh, it's fine.
No, we wouldn't expect you to listen in to your own podcast when you have to miss. We would never. We would never expect that.
You got the download.
Nope.
I subscribed.
No, that's. I think it's a pretty common school of thought that. Well, not common, but a school of thought. Let's put it that way. There are people out there who have theorized and have probably a lot more, but theoretical evidence backing the idea that what we perceive as paranormal stuff, right? You shadow people, this light board turning on, people hollering at your wife, all this stuff that we just we call it paranormal phenomena, right? That it's there's a school of thought and some theoretical ideas that there is it's actually future going sentient technology that has found a way to be in the future but came from the past.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And so that's their way of kind of guiding things to make sure that certain things line up so that they can exist or their timeline or whatever can continue to be streamlined in the way they want it to be. There's a whole, you know, you take a pretty deep dive down a rabbit hole. In fact, paranormal activity is. So yeah, that's definitely a thought. And, but being just these stories, like just to kind of circle back here, I really don't even know how to, like, you were telling stuff and like it was just like chills and goosebumps all over my body the whole time. Like, just I'm just imagine my wife, who is a skeptic, but is it pretty easy scare if somebody's hollering at her and I'm not home? Like, she wouldn't be in the house anymore. She'd be up out of here pretty quick. It's absolutely nuts though that's going on.
It's not happened in a long time, but it was.
I mean, just the fact that it happened at all, like, enough to be like, okay,
yeah.
True.
Bean, you know what's crazy to think about is that guy telling you have that gift. Let's say you have that gift, Now, let's say that you've met somebody for the first time. You've had a conversation with them in a grocery store. And then nobody else ever sees them because only you can.
I never thought about
that. Well, now that I put that in your head, have fun.
just in the aisle there, the cereal aisle, just talking to this person. People are walking by like, who's this guy talking to? Talking to himself?
I was getting ready to say, next time you have a conversation with a stranger, make sure that people ain't walking by like, come on, kids.
Yeah, that's a whole sixth sense situation there.
Yeah.
Like, he's been dead the whole time? What?
You didn't see me too?
He was my best friend. Oh, man, these stories, you know, I love, you know, again, I love when the three of us boys can sit down and chop it up, and I love when we have, you know, some of these guests on that we have that are, you know, bigger named and higher profile and just, you know, super intelligent people in their fields. But man, these are some of my favorite episodes is when you guys come on here with these stories and just sit down and start, because I've heard a couple things tonight from you, Bean, that I've never heard before. And I would hate to say how many thousands of hours of paranormal content that I've taken in over the last few years.
Me too.
Yeah, like, you know, I've heard of all kinds of crazy. A bird with somebody recognized face on its head. I ain't heard that one.
I neither.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say, you know, especially in Native American belief, everybody talks about their spirit animal, whatever. But they believe in guardians and things like that. And what's to say it didn't have the face of a person, but that's what they said. They could see their son in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, this guardian should have picked a better way, because that's frigging creepy. Bean, man, you got anything, any other stories?
I'm sure I do, but nothing I can recall at the moment.
Well, brother, the door is always open.
You got email.
Yeah, he's got my personal phone number. We've been texting, son.
Yeah.
If anything else does come to you or anything else, you know, God forbid, I hope that it doesn't.
Same.
Since you rebuked these this army of shadow people in your bedroom. God, that's freaking, I ain't gonna be able to sleep tonight, boys. Since you rebuked this army in the name of Jesus, you know, hopefully that just took care of everything, you know. Jesus, he's pretty good at that. Best I can figure. He's real good at driving away the darkness. But if that was to wear off somehow and some things start happening.
Are there expiration dates on prayers?
I hope not.
I hope not too.
I don't know how it works, Ryan. I don't know how all this works.
I don't know how any of it works. So,
and that's what makes it so freaking awesome and fun to talk about, because we don't have a clue how any of this works. Everything we're talking, we're just pulling straight out of our hind end. We don't know.
No, it's not even educated guesses. It's just guesses.
I mean, I do know Jesus is the man. I do know that part.
That's not what we're talking about.
But for everything else, we have no idea. All right. So quick little recap, just so I can wrap my mind around all of this. Quick little recap. And then I know you got to get up super early in the morning. We'll let you go, brother. Quick little recap. So we have two giant thunderbirds. Let's go all the way back. You got kinfolk, you know, mamaws and great grandmas and all this that were native of native bloodlines and also worked in a little granny witching, which probably set up the guardian thunderbird with the kinfolk face.
Probably.
Yeah, I forgot about that connection. All right, so we got that. We've got the big thunderbirds, one of them was wearing a human face of some Yukon folk that had passed away. Then we have a little 3-foot red-eyed, red glowing-eyed alien goblin demon creature thing, little person, moon-eyed person.
The guy's demon pet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old boy. I should have told you about that. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have told me about your pet demon.
PSA, anybody's got a pet demon, just let your boys know.
It should be told up front.
It'd be appreciated.
Yeah. So we have that. We have the UFOs coming out of the Pay Lake. We have your dad witnessing the engines of the train that we just talked about a couple weeks ago. We have Bigfoot, specifically the Alabama white Bigfoot running around. I hope that's what it is anyway. I hope. Look, I'm sorry. I don't know how you feel about it, but I hope you get a glimpse of this thing.
Oh,
I really hope you do. And if you do, again, you got my number.
I got you.
So we got that. Yeah. We got that. Then we have some poltergeist activity in an apartment. We have a shadow person crouched down like Spider-Man getting ready to, he's posing. He just come flying off of a skyscraper somewhere. We've got your wife's daddy who had just passed, his name getting written on a bottle of lotion that you have evidence of in a shadow box, which I think is extremely ironic that we're talking about shadow people and shadow boxes.
Hey, you know,
I'm like shadow box some shadow people. That's what I like to do. We have that. And then we have, you know, to end everything, a freaking army zombie shadow horde trying to get,
my name is Legion Mini.
How terrified were you in that moment? I want to know, like on a scale of, to I just pissed myself. Where were you?
Pissed on myself and shit 3 times.
They changed absolutely. The sheets for sure.
Absolutely.
The sheets for sure.
I don't blame you a bit.
Yeah, it was, she was asleep and I was like terrified to move to wake her up.
Yeah. Man, I can't. That's
the only time I've ever heard of that. All the shows I've listened to, I've never heard multiples like that.
No, me neither.
Absolutely not.
I've never heard of that. I can't get over that. I just can't.
When you were describing it, I think Ryan mentioned it, but I immediately went to Mark chapter 5, verse 9. I believe my name is Legion, for we are many.
Yeah, that's exactly what. As soon as you said it, all I thought was Legion. Don't cast us into the swine.
Do you have any pigs around your house?
Not that I'm aware. I live in suburbs, so not that I'm aware of.
There's probably some wild boar running around.
Oh, they are wild hogs around.
Well, they might be full of demons now. They may have jumped off a cliff, or they may have went to Kentucky and jumped off of a cliff into that Pay Lake and been picked up by UFOs on the way out.
Never know.
Gosh, man, that's these stories. Well, look, dude, I appreciate you so much for coming on here and sharing this with us. I mean, I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And I'm sure the Hill folk are going to love it. And what better time to hear about things that I've never heard before than spooky season here for our Spooktober scare. We got to come up with a name. This is not rolling off the tongue.
I'm trying. I'm drawing a blank.
I am too. I've been thinking about it too. Spooktober is the best I can come up with.
Yeah, it's been done.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bean, again, man, we appreciate you so much. We got an open door here. Like I said, I know you got to get up early. You know, the working class of America. Hill folk, look, this dude has got to get up at 3:45 in the morning. And we're rolling around 10:30 right now. So he's a trooper. He must he must really be loyal hill folk, or he wants you guys to know some of this crap. He's got to get this off his chest. He can't handle it anymore. But Bean, thanks for coming on, man. We really do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to say or anything you want to push or anything at all before you got to go?
Y'all doing a good job. Just keep it up. I pushed Tony's show. My brother was on episode 444. That was his episode. I shout him out, I guess, on here. He talks a little bit about the UFO incident and things he's had happen. No, y'all just keep up good work.
Hey.
Can't wait every Sunday to listen to y'all.
We appreciate it, man. We really do appreciate you.
Greatly appreciate it.
And we thank you for the rating and review a while back when all this first started. We appreciate that, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here, Bane. This was awesome.
I found y'all on a Bump podcast. One of y'all was on there, and I started following you when that happened.
Well, good.
I had probably a dozen episodes in or so, but then.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, we were pretty green at that, but we're still kind of green. This is just it's just more comfy now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man, we're learning and growing, but we appreciate you and thank you for being OG Hill Folk. You were Hill Folk before there was even a name for the Hill Folk. So
That's right. We
appreciate it, man. We really do. But we'll let you go, brother. You be safe, be careful at work. We thank you a bunch.
Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
You too, later, brother.
See you
later.
Guys.
Like I got
that dude has seen some stuff.
Yeah, I've got about. I was in and out a lot. You know, folk out there, not that you detail, but what I got of that was nutso.
Oh, man.
And I think it appeared as the stories continued to progress, they just kept getting more and more. Holy cow!
Yeah.
He was saving his bullets there for the last little bit, just kind of building the story up to where.
Oh yeah, he definitely shut
up people around him.
He definitely built it. I mean, it started off, you know, pretty easy and simple. I mean, cool.
Yeah.
But it was like he started off, it was like an intro shock factor and then an outro shock factor and a whole lot of creepy in between.
Yeah.
You know, including our homeboy Bigfoot, you know, shout out to the big guy. We love you. Please come on our show one day. Just decide to come out.
Come into my house while we're recording. Stick your face in this camera. Make your noise, whatever it is.
Please don't step on the sack of kittens.
Pick me up and remove me from the camera. And then you just sit down here and just stare. And don't say anything. Don't make any noises. Just look.
Yeah.
And then just get up and walk away.
Yeah.
I want Bigfoot to reveal himself.
All right, stop, Lance. I can only get so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Con Lucifina.
But no, that dude right there, like I said, we've been in contact. We've been going back and forth for, you know, a few weeks now. I mean, he left a review that we talked about like months ago, you know, and then it was just like one of those things. He sent an email and was, you know, it's like, hey, love what y'all are doing. You know, keep up the good work. I really enjoy it. You know, I'm an old Eastern Kentucky boy myself. So I line up with a lot of things that you guys are talking about and I know the areas and all this different stuff. And he's like, here's my phone number. I got some weird stories too. You know, anytime you want to chat about them, just let me know. So at that time, you know, the schedule, like I had all these guests that, you know, we had planned on bringing on and all this different stuff. And finally I was just like, it was weird. And we didn't really talk about this. This is the weird part. So, well, I won't even get into all that. That's another 30 minutes of getting into it. But again, you know, we thank him a ton because he was like, he's original. He's OG loyal hill folk. Anyway, that was wild.
Anywho,
that was wild.
So, I know everybody's not used to me talking this much because I'm normally high as a kite, but the wheels were turning tonight, and I just kept wanting to talk. So, I apologize, everybody.
You don't have to.
This is your show, Ryan. Did you want to?
It's our show, guys. It's our
show. Yeah, I mean, let's not turn this into a slurp fest, but like, this is your show. You can do what you want to.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess, but I'm gonna jerk off now.
I mean,
I guess there's limitations. Apparently,
just
before we get out of here, did you mention the absolutely sweet piece of art that's behind you right now over your left shoulder?
I was going to save that for last. I'm glad you mentioned it. Glad,
okay.
Because I opened up with a whole lot of business. I opened up talking about, you know, how we're growing like crazy, and we've got messages and emails coming in like nutso, and we're trying our best to respond to everything. But if it takes us a few days or whatever, you know, we're sorry, but be patient with us and we will get to them. And then we talked about some stickers. You know, we owe a couple boys some stickers. Ryan's on sending them out.
Yes, so your stickers are on the way, except for you, clown, because I am dealing with international postage, trying to figure this out. I've never done anything with that. Just know it's coming. I'm working on it, and I'm going to get it figured out. I have some postal workers that are hooking me up, and these are going to be shipped out as soon as possible.
And I think I won't set this in stone, but I think by next episode that we record, I will be in the first, be rocking the first custom Hill Folk Appalachian Intelligence t-shirt.
Sweet.
Yes.
The way as well, boys, as soon as I get them. I think by the next time we record, I'll have one on.
Nice. So we'll let Lance model those for you Hill Folk, and then we'll take orders. Yeah. We'll take orders.
Justin, did you go over the fact that we're probably not scheduling anybody until next month?
Well, I talked about that our schedule's pretty full for the next few weeks. And that was what I was talking about with the emails and the messages. You know, if you've contacted and want to come on the show, we will get you on here.
Yes.
But it's going to be we're pretty slammed for a while, which is a great thing. But
yeah, it's a good problem to have.
That's absolutely. Absolutely. But again, you guys just be patient with us. If you request to come on this show and share your stories, we will get you on here. It may be a few weeks. It may be a couple months. It may be a few months. I don't know. I don't know exactly how all that goes. I mean, we're still figuring this part out, and this is a great problem to have. And I never dreamed that we would have this problem.
I was just sitting here thinking, like, when we were trying to get guests, like, man, we just want somebody to come on this show, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, look, guys, we're going to get you on, but we've got so many requests. We're trying to go in order.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you know, it's in order. It's based on, like, you know, different things that we're talking about. It's based on, like, you know, this is October. This is spooky season. So, you know, I've got some people that have shared a couple stories, you know, just kind of like, hey, I want to come on. Here's some bullet points of what I want to talk about. And I'm like, oh, crap. Which, look, I had no idea that Bean was going to come on here and talk about a Thunderbird with a human face and a zombie shadow horde trying to. He caught me by surprise on that one. So, but anyway, there's a lot that goes into the scheduling. You know, me, you know, all of us here, we're super busy. We're all working full-time jobs. We all have extracurricular things going on. You know, it's just one of those things. We're trying our best, folks. If we could sit down and spend a few hours every single day recording with you guys and just have an entire bankroll of episodes ready to go, that's exactly what we would do. I would love nothing more than to be able to do that. Unfortunately, we're just busy dudes. We're busy dudes who love sitting down and having conversations between amongst ourselves, with people that we look up to and enjoy and are fans of, and with you Hill folk. We just love to have the conversations. Unfortunately, they just get to happen once every now and then. So until we can fix that and change that, until you Hill folk make us rich, I mean, that's just what we're going to have to deal with. Yeah. So if you want us to get you on here faster, you know, send in a couple grand.
And by that, we mean enough to cover all three salaries.
But anyway, back to what Lance mentioned before we close this thing down. This sweet little piece right here. Y'all check that out. That is flipping sweet. That was made up and done by our good friend and fan of the show, Devin Edwards. Devin and his wife, Tam, are huge fans of the show. His little boy actually plays soccer. I coach a U8 soccer team, and he's on my team and plays soccer for me. And as he was walking onto the field today, he said, "Coach Justin, guess what me and Dad were listening to on the way up here?" I said, wouldn't happen to be a little bit of Appalachian intelligence, would it? He said, "Yeah, it was." And he started out on the field, and he turned around, looked at me, and I said, "Hey there, Hill folk." He said, "Shh, don't do that right now." I was like, "Oh, you embarrassed now? Now you're embarrassed?" But no, a huge shout out to them. You know, they're big fans of the show. Again, they were OG Hill folk before there was Hill folk. Devin was messaging me, you know, after the first couple episodes were out, just saying, "Hey man, I love what you're doing. I love the topics. Keep it coming." And, you know, for that, guys, we appreciate it. I mean, we appreciate the encouragement. You know, I don't ever want you to feel like we're overwhelmed by the messages. I mean, there's just a lot, you know, but we will get to them. But we do appreciate the love. We appreciate the encouragement. You wouldn't believe how, you know, you're putting the work and the time and the effort into something like this, into something as small as a podcast. And sometimes you hit these like little rough patches, or I do anyway, that I'm like, you know, am I even doing it? Like, is this even worth anything? Is this making a difference anywhere? You know, has it done anything at all? But then, you know, you'll get these emails that are just like super uplifting, super encouraging. You know, the reviews have been great. I mean, there's just been an outpouring of love and support. And the more that we grow, the more the support grows. And for that, we can't thank you Hill folk enough. I mean, we can't thank the content creators who have pushed our stuff, you know, our boys at the Hollow Sky podcast, Bo from the Bump podcast,
Arthur's
pushed Arthur Unk. You know, he's pushed our stuff quite a bit.
Rooms podcast.
Nick Hinton came on last week, and just by putting his name on anything, you get like 100 followers just like that, you know, in a blink of an eye, just because you put his name on something. From so our boy Maverick, I mean, he's, you know, he's pushed and pushed and pushed. We just had so many guests on here and so many connections that we've made that, you know, they're super awesome about pushing and wanting to see other people do good. And for that, you know, for everything, for everybody, you know, everybody that partakes in listening to this show, pushing this show, spreading the word of this show, you know, leaving a rating or a review, sending us emails or messages, you know, all the things, everything. We are super, super, super grateful. And we love y'all, flat out. We do.
Absolutely. Thank you for all the support and helping us grow to what we are right now. And the fact that we're going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
Lance, is that a Chicago Bears hat on your head?
Nope. It's a logo of the school I teach at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was
Cincinnati Reds. He's a third base coach for the Cincinnati Reds.
I only know the Air Force.
He You're welcome for that.
You missed it earlier when he was talking about being in the Air Force and not the Navy. And I told him, thank God he can call himself an airman and not seaman. Sorry, I had to do that again. All right, you boys got anything else before we get off here?
No.
Not that I know of.
Just a loving goodbye for the hill folk.
Lovians mean it.
Love you, mean it.
Hill folk, thanks for joining us again. Remember, follow us on our socials. Please leave a rating and review. We'll shout you out. Subscribe to our YouTube so you can look at these ugly mugs while we're talking. You know, sometimes the facial expressions adds a whole little extra oomph to the show.
Yeah. See the face that Lance doesn't want to see on a gigantic bird. It's right. Yeah. There looking at it. It's for your viewing pleasure.
Absolutely.
Or displeasure, whatever you think. I don't care.
But we love y'all. I love you boys.
Love you.
Ellers.
Yo, folk. I hope this spooked you a little bit. I hope you had as many goosebumps as I did.
That's a good start to this month.
Yeah.
If we get a chance, I got a couple stories.
Good. Shit, that's going to be next week.
Weeks to come. I got some stories for us.
Yeah. Good. Until next time, Hill folk, we'll see y'all later.